Hi, this is Steve Gray, and you are listening to the MS Supervisors Podcast, the official podcast of the Mississippi Association of Supervisors. The 11th week of the 2022 regular legislative session is complete. The deadline for original floor action on appropriations and revenue bills originating in other houses passed. The deadline for final adoption of conference reports on appropriations and revenue bills and for conference reports on general bills and constitutional amendments to be filed is Monday, March the 28th. Calls needed. Emergency Road and Bridge Repair Fund, ERBRF. On Tuesday, March the 15th, Senate Bill 3167 did not survive that particular deadline and died in committee. This measure would have put $300 million from the Capital Expense Fund into the Emergency Road and Bridge Repair Fund. We are informed that there are still talks and negotiations taking place that could still result in ERBRF funding being significantly funded this session. Please contact your local legislative delegation and request that the ERBRF fund be significantly funded to help improve Mississippi's deteriorating road and bridge infrastructure. Both House and Senate tax plans survived this week's deadline. This week, both the Senate and the House chamber amended each other's original tax plan with strike-all amendments. The Senate amended House Bill 531 with their original Senate language, and they included a suspension of the state's 18.4 cents fuel tax for a period of 6 months. The Senate's amending language also offsets the 6-month suspension with revenue from the state's capital expense fund. It is estimated that it will cost the state around $215 million. Regarding the House chamber, the House amended Senate Bill 3164 with their original House language, but the House excluded some of their original positions. For instance, the House totally removed the reduction of the Motor Vehicle Ad Valorem Car Tax Credit Fund. The House also removed the 18.5 sales tax increase that would offset the removal of the state income tax. Both the House and the Senate plan still reduces the grocery tax. Note, both plans will continue to be negotiated until the final product is agreed upon or not agreed upon. Please continue to request that your local legislative delegation support the following measures. Senate Bill 3024. This measure appropriates from the State General Fund to the Mississippi Department of Revenue for the purpose of reimbursing counties for tax losses incurred by reason of the exemption of homes from certain ad valorem taxes. Section 7 of this measure provides for an appropriation of $90.6 million. Note, conference has been invited on this measure. House Bill 842. This measure funds and authorizes two additional rounds for counties regarding the Rural Fire Truck Acquisition Program. Note, conference has been invited on this measure. Senate Bill 2371. This measure increases from $50,000 to $75,000 for purchases from the lowest and best bidder without publishing or posting advertisement for bids, provided that at least two competitive bids have been obtained. Note, conference have been invited on this measure. And Senate Bill 3015. This measure contains the appropriation funding for the Mississippi Department of Agriculture. Section 4 of this measure provides funding for the Beaver Control Assistance Program at $1.1 million. Note, conference has been invited on this measure. Cash in lieu legislation approved by the governor. On Thursday, March the 17th, the governor signed House Bill 843 into law. As a reminder, last year MAS worked to get a Medicare in lieu bill passed into law that gave counties the opportunity to offer their Medicare-eligible employees an opportunity to transition from Medicare and away from the county's health benefit plan. Unfortunately, we found out that the federal government, Medicare regulations, deemed it illegal to treat one group different from another. House Bill 843 allows for a cash in lieu instead of Medicare in lieu, and this methodology will allow everyone to participate in cash in lieu without federal regulations creating any type of prohibitions. Note, this measure goes into effect July 1st of 2022. The House and Senate will reconvene on Monday, March the 21st at 4 p.m. This concludes this week's MAS Legislative Update. Thank you.